97.9 The Keel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Isn't it fun when I have trends prepared and then it gets completely blown up when I'm sitting here looking at stuff just frantically trying to find another thing, and now this is all I want to talk about.
All right.
Because happy Pride, today is how I learned that Kevin Conroy is gay.
Oh, you're just...
I just now learned that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, go back. Kevin Conroy is a voice actor.
The voice of Batman.
The voice of Batman in Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he's great.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
I've got a signed thing from him, and I did not know anything.
Are you reading the comic that he wrote? Or?
That is exactly what I'm reading.
So Kevin Conroy wrote this comic about his journey to coming out and his personal story. It's autobiographical. It's really poignant. And
it's really cool. There's some panels of it posted on Twitter that I'm like looking at, and now this has led me to like some really neat places. I also like the jawline that he drew for himself in this comic because I know that it's accurate, having seen him in person and whatnot. But yeah, there's a really touching thing over on Kotaku about this, that he's got some really wonderful quotes about living with his own mask of sorts for a good portion of his life and using a lot of that internalized pain to really bring out the voice of Batman.
Yeah.
And I think that's really awesome.
I think that's something that straight people don't get. Like, the extent to which if you are gay, if you're trans, if you're bi, if you're questioning, if you're in that LGBTQ community somewhere and you're not out, like, you are constantly wearing a mask. You are never able to be yourself. Every interaction that you have with people is constantly colored by that fact that you're not really being you. That's important to keep in mind. And this comic does a really good job of delving into that.
I'm glad that I discovered this today, and I'm glad that I ran across it. It's also, I guess, cool that DC is doing their usual Pride celebration, whatnot, and they highlighted this comic so that I could run across this today. Clearly, I'm really late to the party since you knew about the whole thing.
You're not too far behind. I saw it, I think, a couple of days ago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
It's not super old. But I did know that Kevin Conroy was gay, yes.
Yeah.
That much has been public knowledge for a while.
All right. So the things that I actually had to talk about before live, I ran into this really cool thing. We talked about the rover not too long ago. So I feel like instead of Perseverance, we should talk about the James Webb telescope. We highlighted it when it was launched and, you know, we started to see some of the images coming from it and whatnot. It got caught in a micrometeoroid shower.
I hate when that happens. Interested
to know about that. It was expected to hit some of the primary mirror segments. Apparently, NASA made an announcement that said, hey, there might be some real problems with this. Well, we're going to keep you guys posted. And the good news is that there were not really any major problems. It did take a couple hits, but nothing that's impacting critical function. Some kind of repairs probably will need to be planned at some point, but not until far into the future.
So it's like my phone that has a real tiny crack in it, but
that's
basically
very
fine.
Very similar to the comparison I was going to make. It's just like a minor cracked screen up in the corner. It's all okay.
Yep.
It completely still works. And I probably don't want to go on the Mountain Dew Baja Blast journey that I have planned. We will save that for tomorrow because I'm sure that will take up an entire trend segment.
Oh, it might.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely will. I feel like we've done this in summer's past. So instead, I'm going to talk about a Houston man who rapped about robbing ATMs on YouTube and then was later arrested after allegedly robbing an ATM. This is a headline that's trending. People are just like, well, yeah, you shouldn't rap about your crimes. Like, that's really obvious. I would like to point out, as I like to point out to people, that cryptocurrency is actually very traceable. You are 100% allowed to rap about whatever crimes you may or may not have committed. That's not admissible evidence of, like, 90% of the time. This man was caught robbing an ATM after rapping about it on YouTube. They're separate events that are also related.
It's just kind of funny that he did. There was a sentence in there about cryptocurrency. I feel like that was disconnected from the rest of the story. What does this have to do with cryptocurrency?
I mean, it's a simple correction, right? Like, folks quote tweeting this and trying to dunk on this man, being like, well, yeah, if you rapped about it, the cops are going to see your raps and then they're going to come arrest you. That's not true. That's not any more true than the, well, if you're an undercover officer, you legally have to tell me. That's not true either. Other things that are not true, cryptocurrency is not anonymous at all.
Are you suggesting that a lot of the stuff that I see on Twitter is not actually true,
Victor? You know, I just might be suggesting that very fact.
You just blew my mind.
I mean, hey, that's what I'm here for, baby.